What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So over in the Times of Israel, they have this story. And there doesn't seem to be any other source for it. But, of course, it was picked up without question and carried all over the American corporate media. Iran warns it can make weapons-grade material in days if nuke deal scotched. And supposedly, according to the Times of Israel, that Iran's atomic chief warned that the Islamic Republic needs only 5 days to ramp up its uranium enrichment to 20%. And then goes on to say a level at which the material could be used for a nuclear weapon. No. Flat out, no. You need enrichment to 95% or higher before you will get a nuclear detonation. I think what they're doing is taking a story where Iran says we can start the uranium processing up again in a few days' time, and then they decided to tack on the end of it. Oh, they're going to be making bombs. And, folks, let's be honest. We have been hearing from Israel for 30 years that Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon and will use it on Israel. 30 years, and it hasn't happened. And it's not going to happen, because even if Iran had a nuclear weapon, they're not going to use it without a really, really, really good reason. The whole point of nuclear weapons is to convince other countries to leave you alone. It's called a deterrent. I have these really big bombs, but I'm not going to use them unless you invade my country, and then, yes, I'm going to start flinging them at you. That's the whole deal, to make the cost of invading my country more than any financial gain you will see out of it. Iran is not the warlike country. It's been over 200 years since they initiated a war of conquest against another country. U.S. can't make that claim. Israel certainly can't make that claim. They can't go 6 months without bombing and killing somebody. The reason Israel does not want Iran to have nuclear weapons is so that Israel can project power into Iran. Israel wants Iran smashed up into pieces, like they're starting to do with Iraq, with the new Kurdistan. The U.S. wants Iran to not have nuclear weapons to make it easier to invade them. Because remember, when General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this foreign policy plan to conquer all of the world's resource-rich areas and lock them to the U.S. dollar, Iran was on that list. So Iran knows the U.S. is gunning for them, and they have as much right to defend their nation as anybody else on planet Earth. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is constructing a new base in Iraq's Kurdish region. They're going to start breaking Iraq up now. Little tiny pieces, easy to bully, easy to push around. But they're going to run into a little bit of friction here, because apparently Turkish President Erdogan is out there saying Turkey is resolved to prevent any attempt to establish a Kurdish state in northern Syria. So already Turkey and the U.S. are at cross purposes, because the U.S. plan for a new Kurdistan does involve Syria as well. Now, up in Sweden, which very liberal, but they're starting to respond to all this warmongering. They're increasing their military spending, and they're bringing back the draft. Because of Russian aggression. Boy, don't you ever get sick and tired of hearing that phrase here? Now, getting on over to Korea. Three top U.S. military commanders issued a strong warning message to North Korea in a rare joint press announcement. This is Pacific Command Chief Admiral Harry Harris, Strategic Command Head General John Hyten, and Missile Defense Agency Director Lieutenant General Samuel Greaves. They held a press conference at a local U.S. Forces Korea base, and they came on out there wagging their fingers at North Korea, saying, don't you do anything bad. North Korea, of course, came on back and said, we're not doing anything bad. The constant threat by the United States, and the way the United States treated this country during the Korean War justified having a robust defensive weapons program. So nobody's budging an inch on any of that stuff. And North Korea is out there saying that their self-defensive nuclear deterrence is not on the bargaining table, and it never will be. Because North Korea can look around and see what happened to countries that have given up their weapons of mass destruction. Syria gave up their chemical weapons. U.S. is still in there. Iran signed the nuclear deal and complied with it. And still the U.S. is trying to find a way to get in there, to wreck the deal, to go back on in. So why would North Korea sit down at the bargaining table with the United States of America and concede anything to the United States of America, knowing that the United States of America's reputation right now is they're going to come and get you anyway? They're just trying to figure out a way to get you to disarm. We're going to do shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sort of rounding up on this tragedy over on the USS John S. McCain, they finally did find those missing 10 sailors, the remains of them in a flooded compartment below decks, so which is kind of what everybody was expecting was going to be the result here. And it's a sad story, and again, we're seeing efforts by the Navy to try and save face. Meanwhile, North Korea has announced their latest missile, and they're saying it absolutely will get past all of the Navy's defenses. It flies at 11 miles an hour, 2 feet above the water, and it has a special radar transponder that makes it look like a super tanker. And they're convinced it will absolutely get past our latest generation warships. And based on the McCain and the Fitzgerald, it just might actually work. On a more serious note, a lot of military planners are becoming very, very concerned about the latest in Russian hypersonic missiles and how they are so fast and maneuverable. It's basically rendered obsolete the current U.S. naval defense doctrine. And it's called the Zircon, and it can reach a speed of Mach 10. That's a little over 2 miles per second. Now, the Aegis system with the standard missile, its reaction time is about 8 to 10 seconds. And the Zircon will travel a distance of 15.5 miles in that period of time, meaning the Aegis does not have enough time to detect and destroy it. And because the Zircon is maneuverable, the close-in weapon system, the phalanx gun, you know, the little R2-D2 shape with a Gatling gun on the bottom, is not going to be likely to hit it. Now, of course, the Navy is coming along with their new laser weapons, and they're starting to put them out on ships. But I've noticed something from all the test footage. There needs to be a lot of dwell time. That laser beam has to be kept on the target for several seconds before you start to see any damage. And in a military test, yeah, that's okay. But if you're talking about a maneuverable target that's swinging all over the sky and all over the water, keeping that laser beam on exactly the same spot on the target, that is going to be very, very hard, if not impossible. I think if we get into a shooting war with Russia and China, we are definitely in big, big, big trouble here. I think too many people in the Pentagon cling to this idea of the invincible American military, and it isn't. We lost in Vietnam to a clearly militarily inferior force. We never did win in Korea, and contrary to the movies and TV shows that you've seen growing up, we did not win World War I and World War II all by ourselves. We waited to see which side was going to win, and then we hopped on board. And our military, like our medical system, is the most expensive on Earth. And it's not a very good quality at all. I think this war is going to be a big mistake. I think this country is going to lose it. Even if it goes nuclear, I think it's going to lose it. All right, getting on over to some foreign news. There's been another ramming incident. This is in France. Apparently, a man stole a van and then ran it into pedestrians at a bus station in Marseille, managed to get away, and then hit another bus station a few blocks away. And one death and several injuries. And apparently, they've arrested the driver. Now, getting on to the economic news. Russia has just paid off the last of the Soviet Union debt. This was a payment of $152 million to Bosnia, clearing all of the outstanding Soviet debt. Russia's economy is doing very well. And they're certainly not sinking into this morass of debt like the United States is. And that's easy to understand. Russia is growing agricultural produce. The rest of the world wants to buy. They're having a record bumper crop of wheat this year. And Russia makes things other countries want to buy from them. And the United States, because of World War II, because of Bretton Woods, our economic elites got lazy. Oh, manufacturing's for the third world nations. And then the GMO disaster. And that's why they're so desperate to try and regain hegemonic domination of the world's economy. Bring all of the world's banks into slavery under the Federal Reserve note. Because without that, it's only a matter of time before it all comes apart. When was the last time you heard the United States paid off its debt? Andrew Jackson. And they tried to shoot him for it. Now, U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin paid a visit to Fort Knox. And it was just a visit. It's only the third time a U.S. Treasury Secretary has visited. And he basically told the audience, he said, I assume the gold is there. We don't need to count it. So I don't think he's done anything to assuage the concerns that maybe the gold is not all there. I mean, it hasn't been audited in 64 years. Now, back in the 70s, when we were starting to see the aftermath of Nixon's shock, and a lot of people were concerned about whether there was still gold in Fort Knox to be used as collateral for U.S. government borrowing, and they went in there with a TV crew and some guests, and they opened a door, and they showed a wall of gold bricks. But nobody was allowed to touch them. Nobody was allowed to go in there. Nobody was even allowed to see if there were more bricks behind or if it was just all stacked up in front of the door. We don't know. We do not know. And Mnuchin's assurances, I assume the gold is there. Well, we know what assume means, don't we? I noticed History Channel is rerunning those Book of Secrets programs again. So if you haven't seen The Gold Conspiracy, you might want to set your DVR to record that. Because a lot of the stuff that we talked about in that show, we recorded that thing about 4 years back now. And a lot of that has now been confirmed. Now, getting on over to Germany, Merkel is dealing with a big problem with their car industry. And partly it is because of all the scandals of these iconic German car brands that were caught rigging the emissions test. And it's been a huge, huge blow to the credibility of the car makers and their products. And sales have plunged. And they're starting to see more and more people are buying the Teslas. For environmental reasons, for status reasons, they're actually very cool-looking cars. And Tesla is now cutting into the German car market. Over at Ericsson, they're getting ready to let go 25,000 more people. They're dealing with their woes. Meanwhile, Germany, France, and Italy are basically trying to get the EU to create a system to block Chinese takeovers of major European companies that appear to be motivated by politics rather than economic goals. Now, this is kind of a slippery slope because how do you really know? I mean, obviously, if China comes in and is buying a company that's losing money, you have to wonder if there's an ulterior motive. But if China comes in to buy a company that's profitable, you can't know if there's a political agenda at work or not. This smacks to me of the beginnings of protectionism and sort of Europe's answer to the threatened trade war by Trump against China. And apparently over in France, Macron's popularity has plummeted as he scrambles to please the European Union on France's deficit. And basically, it's the same thing. Austerity, 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 austerity. And it's a hard sell because the people of Europe and the people of America, all they've been hearing for years now is you must make do with less so the bankers can have more. And more people are coming to understand that the banking system is set up as a complex fraud. They're allowed to create money out of thin air and then loan it to you at interest. And you have to work to get enough of those pieces of paper and colored ink to pay them back. Debt is a system of enslavement. And Macron campaigned on getting away from the EU debt slavery. And instead, he's just gone right along with it. Merkel is facing serious criticism as she runs for re-election. The rising poverty in the German people, the rising inequality that is becoming very obvious, the refugee problem, with all the sex attacks and violence in the no-go zones. And it's hard to imagine that she could actually stand a chance of winning re-election. And as a matter of fact, one of her serious opponents is the German right-wing Alternative for Germany party, which is campaigning on a promise of sending back all newly arrived migrants. And say, place them in asylum centers while their applications are reviewed. Because Germany, in fact, all of Europe, has a big problem in that the vast majority of the migrants do not qualify for refugee status. And that's an issue. Now, Angela Merkel is out there, again, campaigning, and she's campaigning to the German fishing industry, promising them that after Brexit, German fishing fleets will still have access to British waters. And the fishermen came on back and said, that's a complete fantasy. You cannot guarantee that. So Merkel is definitely, definitely in trouble. And the only thing that's going to get her reelected is massive election fraud. Now, here's an interesting story. You've often heard the old cliche about a criminal who turns to good. Apparently, there is a former mafia boss who has put together his own campaign, his own fleet of boats, to stop migrant boats from leaving Libya and getting to Italy. And apparently, this former mafia boss is responsible for the sudden drop in numbers over the past month. Because those migrants are afraid to go on out there. Now, somebody ran this story on what really happened, and I think we're going to go with it. It's not really timely. But it's a reminder, as we look at all these claims about North Korea's nuclear weapons and Syria's chemical weapons, that our government does lie to us. And then down the road, they'll clear their throat and say, well, yeah, we did here. And it has to do with the Oklahoma City bombing and how there was a rush to judgment, truck full of ANFO, Timothy McVeigh and two others. And that was the official story. And anybody who had questions about what was going on was a tinfoil hat kook conspiracy theorist. Then 2 years after the bombing, we actually had CNN admitting that the Justice Department Inspector General's office had determined the FBI crime laboratory made scientifically unsound conclusions biased in favor of the prosecution. This is back at the same time that Frederick Whitehurst was making noise. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're just finishing up on this. And it's an important point to make that we do deal with a government that will misrepresent things to us for political gain. So we're talking about the Oklahoma City bombing. The official story was a truck full of ANFO. And everybody who was talking about additional explosives inside the building itself, oh, they're just a bunch of kooks and tinfoil hat wearing wackos. And then 2 years later, they come on out and say that, yeah, actually the FBI crime laboratory on which this entire claim of a single truck of ANFO had been based really was not being very diligent about the job. They were making claims they could not support. And they aired about the size of the blast, the amount of explosives, and the type of explosives used in the bombing. Remember, there was a U.S. government weapons expert, General Benjamin Parton, came on out and said, there is no way an entire truck full of ANFO could have done that damage. And the media kept enlarging. Oh, it was, 500 pounds of ANFO. No, it was 1,000. It was 2,000. It was 4,000. And they were citing numbers, amounts of ANFO you couldn't have fit into the truck. And basically, it was all fake science. And you need to keep that in mind, because as we come up on apparently the ramp up to a new war or a ramp up to a new civil war, you're going to be told things by the corporate media that just flat out are not going to be true. And you need to be aware that you are being lied to so that you can remain objective and analytical. We're going to take some phone calls now. Let's go to Yvonne in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Am I coming in? Oh, good. I had a question, comment about the coverage on the media of that Friday 11th supposed Nazi candlelight march. They were, the pundits on every station, including Fox, they were saying, even crying over a comment where they said they chanted, J-E-W-S, Jews will not replace us, but I thought they said you, Y-O-U, will not replace us. So I typed in both on YouTube to see, you know, what was what. And I noticed that all of the video where it said Jews will not replace us came from the media, and the one came from CNN where their lips were not moving, but you heard Jews will not replace us, but it was definitely a voiceover. Later on in the video, they cried White Lives Matter, and the lips were moving, so that audio was in sync with the video. And then when I typed in you, Y-O-U, video from, you know, Antifa people that didn't like the supposed Nazis, they put it up. It was their own video. It was footage that they took. But they weren't claiming that the chant was Jew. They claimed that it was you. I don't know. I mean, did you notice that? I went on Stormfront, Rents Radio. I tried to listen to David Duke and Stormfront to see what they were saying. They seem to be owning it. They seem to be acting like, oh, yeah, that's what they chanted, Jews. But I don't know.
I haven't seen the tapes, but on the other hand, I would not put it past CNN to pull that stunt, because we've seen them do things like that before, change the wording on interviews to change the meeting. We've caught them doing it more times than I care to count. And yes, it does sound exactly like what CNN would do. And it's unfortunate that some people like David Duke fell for it, or maybe they are just operating on the assumption that most people fell for it, and they're just going to have to deal with that reality.
Yeah. I made a mistake. I don't think it was David Duke that owned it. I think it was Stormfront where they were acting. But yeah, I think you're right.
I don't pay any attention to them. Yeah.
But I just wanted to get some, from the other side, opinion. I don't know. I just wanted to see what they were up to.
Definitely, I want to pat you on the head for doing what you did, and that's what everybody should be doing when you're seeing this shocking thing. Oh, they're screaming about this. Take a closer look and make sure that it can be confirmed, because we live in an age of lies. We're the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth, and the sooner you realize that and develop the appropriate defenses to being lied to by government and the corporate media, the better off we're all going to be.
Yeah, people. I mean, the people that I know. That scared them when they heard that that's what they were chanting. And
They're hoping. Oh, they'll be afraid and they'll stop thinking. Fear is what gets in the way of thinking, and that's why the lies get more and more shocking over time. Yvonne, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I have a question. You mentioned about 10 minutes ago that the Russia paid its last debts or something like that. Can you elaborate more about that?
Russia just paid off the last of the debts from the old Soviet Union.
And what's that about?
Sorry?
What's that about? Like I'm not following.
I didn't say it was bad. It was just part of the economic news here. And the point I made is that obviously the Russian economy is doing very well because they were able to pay off the debts from the old former Soviet Union, and they're doing very well. Contrast that with the United States, which is hopelessly mired in this artificially created debt from the private central bank. And is never going to be able to find a way out unless they go on out and simply bomb everybody we owe money to.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yo, Rick, or Mike. Yeah, yes. I saw a review on that Tesla. They took it from San Francisco to Vegas, but it took them 2.5 hours to fill up in Barstow.
Yes.
That thing is like glorified. It's a glorified golf cart. I think the company will completely be smashed. Next, item I got on the agenda is...
Well, before you move on there, let me respond to what you said here, because first of all, I mean, the Teslas I've seen, we've got a few of them on the island, look really, really good, and apparently there is already a new system that's coming online for a much more rapid recharge that will allow a complete recharge in about 5 minutes, which is not much longer than it takes to gas up a conventional car. And so once they get at that out there and it's starting to propagate across the country, then all of a sudden it becomes viable. I mean, if you look at the early history of the automobile, you know, the automobile owners, they had to find hardware stores that carried gasoline and fill their cars there. The idea of a gas station took a long time to develop, and it took a very long time for gas stations to become ubiquitous in every town.
Well, okay, Mike, that's maybe true, but you just remember that electricity that you're going to pump into that car is going to be mighty expensive when you get to Barstow. Now, as far as like the American military goes, I think for the most part, unless we're ready to take casualties, we're nothing but a paper tiger. I mean, you know, North Korea doesn't even, I don't even think they have nukes, but they have missiles that can sink aircraft carriers. So if we're not going to take casualties, which we won't because it's too politically of a hot potato, there ain't going to be any wars. It's just talk. We've been hearing it for years with Iran. I just don't see anything ever coming. I wouldn't worry about it.
Look at all the wars that the U.S. is already engaged in, going all the way back to Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan.
These are wars with people that don't shoot back. These people don't shoot back. Some of these people in Afghanistan never see themselves in a mirror. I mean, so you want to fight somebody that's going to shoot back. I just don't see that ever happening, you know. We've had two battleships just stopped by accidentally running into other ships. I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I wouldn't be worried about a big war.
Well, I'm worried about a big war that we're going to lose. Is really what I'm worried about here. And the fact of the matter is that yes, the U.S. government likes to pick on nations that can't really fight back, but they do fight back, and a lot of people do get killed. And right now, the current estimate is that the United States government, since the end of World War II, has murdered anywhere between 20 and 30 million human beings in all of these various interventions around the world. So people are being killed, and so are Americans.
Well, I'm not saying we're not killing people. We're killing people that can't fight back. I mean, you take these countries like the Vietnam War, where we didn't win that war.
Yeah, we lost 60,000 Americans.
Same thing in Korea. I mean, so we can't go into wars because people that shoot back, I don't think we're going to get involved with. Okay, that's all I got.
We've already gone to war with countries where the people could shoot back, like Iraq, and we're still stuck in there.
You know what? I know people that went in there. They said these people just dropped their weapons and ran. A lot of these deaths were just logistical from too many people around equipment. There were some IEDs, but for the most part, they just dropped their weapons and ran. You go try that in Iran, and you're going to have tens of thousands of casualties, or Korea, or Russia.
I certainly hope you're right. Unfortunately, the people who are planning these wars, they don't care how many casualties there are. As long as they think that they can get the country to go along with them with a big enough bluff, a big enough false flag, that's what they're going to do. Whether it's Woodrow Wilson lying about the Lusitania not smuggling weapons, or Franklin Roosevelt lying about Pearl Harbor being a surprise, or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, and on and on and on. The people who want the war will do anything to get it. They've obviously co-opted the president, who ran on an anti-war platform. For that matter, so did Obama. And they're going to get it any way that they can. And they're unconcerned with how many people are going to be killed at either end, on either side, rather.
I think over in Afghanistan, it's basically a babysitting job for the TAPI pipeline, the Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistani, India pipeline. And what we have here is just people that are causing them trouble building the pipeline. This isn't a war over there. This is a babysitting job for big companies that are have construction projects. So anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, obviously, I disagree with you on that one. Let's switch to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike.
What's on your mind?
Listen,
hi.
I'm really, really, really upset with Donald Trump and Afghanistan. You know, I know he has a lot of real estate properties up and down the East Coast. I'm starting to believe the guy's mopped up, man. because why he wants to continue the war in Afghanistan for the poppy fields? I really think he's really mopped up. What do you think?
Well, there has to be an explanation, and of course, it does look like Trump is now under the control of the generals, as it were, and they're probably telling him they got to preserve that pipeline right of way. They probably told
him. The poppies.
I don't know that they told Trump about the poppies. I don't think Trump would really be comfortable with that. But certainly there's the idea that there's $1 trillion worth of minerals in those eastern mountains. Certainly the idea that the U.S. cannot be seen to lose any war at all along this path toward global conquest, as it were. And Trump may have just gone along with it for whatever reason.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go. I'm getting a whole bunch of emails from people who are verifying what the caller said, that in point of fact, the video, the people that were chanting, you will not replace us, and that the CNN version where they say Jews will not replace us is another corporate media hoax. All right, let's take another phone call. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to know if you know about, like, that, what they said about the reason why we're really going to go into Afghanistan, about that $1 trillion worth of resources that's there. That's why we're going to stay there.
Well, no, what Trump was out there saying is that the American people don't have to worry about paying for this next war because we're going to pay for it with Afghanistan's mineral wealth. But then Bush made the same promise about how we weren't going to pay for the Iraq war because we were going to use Iraq's oil to pay for that. And that never happened.
Yeah.
You know, we still see war and defense spending being the largest single line items in the federal budget year after year. And they keep going up and our debt keeps increasing with it.
Yep, it's all about the money for the defense contractors. Just like that rocket attack on the airbase, those rockets were just the rockets alone, not counting, you know, maneuvering the ships and everything. That was like a little like $95 million. I mean, and you know, it's I think it's the same thing with these statues. You know, in the South, you know, when you really look at it, the reason that they're tearing it down is, I mean, I guess you could say it really wasn't about slavery; it was about money, because a poor man in the North could not make, you couldn't make any money when you have labor in the South that's for free. It's just the same thing like China. Workers here can't compete. I mean, why would you as a company bother to pay American workers a good wage plus health care and stuff? Why? When you can go to China, pay 10 cents, 25 cents,
okay, James, for some reason your call keeps getting muffled, like the microphone is slipping away from your mouth. Could you maybe cozy up to that
Hello?
Thing a little bit. Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Much
okay.
better.
I don't know what's going on there, but I was basically getting to the money on why, you know, I guess you could say, yeah, it is about money and about taxes. Because the poor people in the North couldn't compete with the work in the South. You know, it's free. And it's just like, you know, today with China, how the workers here, they can't compete. And it's funny how Donald Trump got the South getting all mad at Mexico when the biggest trading partner of the South during the Civil War was Mexico. They were getting the South cotton, and through Brownsville, right, and then the northern part, the northern port right across it, called Baghdad, Mexico, they were shipping it there, and it was shipping out on Mexican ships with Mexican flags. And a lot of also Mexican boys were in the first battle, were in all the major battles, because they were Texas units. So a lot of Texas
yes.
units were made up of Mexican boys in all the major battles. And that's another sad thing, because Texas was trying to put all the monuments of all the Texas units that were there. Because Texas, the only reason that the South lost when they cut off Louisiana, they tried to cut off it in Texas, the supplies, but we pushed them back two times. And they cut off the supplies in Louisiana, and that's what ultimately, you know, destroyed the South.
Once the Union had taken control of the Mississippi River, that was the main transport system for the South. And once they couldn't use those riverboats anymore, yeah, things pretty much ground to a halt there. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, all this talk about war and all this nonsense. I'd rather talk about something that's a little more positive. The Tesla car, for instance. You were mentioning about the 5-minute battery charge. Well, I don't know whether that will happen in the very, very near future, because it sounds to me like those kind of fast charges are likely to blow up a battery or two, given the recent history of these lithium batteries. But obviously,
they're talking about a new type of battery and a new type of charger. I'll tell you what would be a really good solution, and that is that the batteries are all identical and standard, and you pull into a refueling station, they simply swap a new battery for the one that's in there, already fully charged, and you go. And I think people would be willing.
Read my mind.
Yeah.
I was just getting to that because even up here in Canada, I can't remember how many charging stations there are, but there aren't very many. And a lot of people think, well, this is great. Well, how long does it take to charge these batteries? You can fill up your gas tank in about 10 minutes, but it's not going to take 10 minutes to charge a battery. So the obvious solution is to have these batteries actually mounted, I would think, underneath the car, where the trunk would be or something along those lines. And just exactly what you said, you just replace the battery with another one and continue on your way. You're in and out 10, 15 minutes. And
I mean,
that would be the way to go, because the slower you charge a battery, the longer that battery will last.
As a general rule of thumb, yes, but the battery technology is really starting to evolve. And again, they're looking for a solution to make these things to be refueled as quickly as a gasoline car. Now, it's a great thing when you've got all these charging stations, and we have them around here on Oahu, and it's great, and you'll see the little cars are plugged into them. And right now, the drivers of the electric cars love it because it's free. They're not being asked to pay for the electricity. But that's not going to last forever. I mean, they're putting it out there to help spur the technology on and get more people using electric vehicles. And then it's going to reach a point where they're going to say, all right, now we're going to charge you for the electricity going into your car. And that will transition it. Now, me personally, if I could afford it, I would be looking at least at a hybrid, if not an all-electric car, because of those issues of environment. But the reality is, here on Oahu, that electricity going into the electric car is still being produced by an oil-fired generating station.
Yes. What we need are these stations that are strictly solar-powered and or wind-powered, and that's it.
That would be perfect.
I mean, I would love that. That's
okay, our phone connection is our phone connection is breaking up. So I'm going to let you go here, and I'm sorry about that. Boy, we got a lot of callers here. Let's go to Cliff in FEMA Region 3. And Cliff, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Hey, long-time listeners, the first time I've called. I'd like to share an observation with you and your listeners. I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people talk about the mainstream media and how they really don't believe it. And for a lot of us, we haven't believed it in a long time. But people now are really starting to take notice, and things that are obvious to people that they just don't believe it anymore. But the thing that strikes me is that they seem to feel that they're in the minority and that most people are believing it. But everyone I talk to, they don't believe it. And I think that it's not enough to just put down the media and point out where they're wrong. I think when they dictate the talking points and they keep us talking about what they want us to talk about, that they're still in control and that they're only relevant if we're talking about them. Much like the currency, it only matters if it means something to us. So I really feel like and Trump is included in this. He takes the talking points that the media puts at him, and instead of talking about the things that are really important, like the vaccine damage to our children and the economy, what it's doing to people on the street, the wars of aggression and all the other things, the lopsided influence that these special interest groups have over our politicians, So many of these things are swept under the carpet because the mainstream media just doesn't address them. So I just wanted to make that comment that, you know, we have more power than we think we have. And we really shouldn't allow the mainstream media to always dictate the narrative of what we're talking about.
Well, I agree with you, which is why I don't even call them the mainstream media anymore. I call them the corporate media versus we in the independent media. And, yeah, we're addressing the deceptions of the corporate media for a very real practical reason, which is that there is still a segment of the general population who believes it. But we do drive our own – I mean, we've kept a lot of focus on the vaccine problem, a lot of focus on the GMO. We talk about a lot of stuff the corporate media doesn't dare go near, like the massive election fraud. And so, yeah, we are setting pretty much our own agenda in terms of what we think is the American people need to be hearing right now. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We got to let you go, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones. Angel in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, the other day, somebody called up and you said that Britain
you know, was having financial trouble, so they needed the World War II. And I've seen something on the Civil War, which we're being browbeaten on at the Smithsonian a while back here. And it says, in what way was Britain, this at Smithsonian, says, in what way was Britain invested or really tied up in the war? At the beginning of the war, cotton impacted the livelihoods of one in five Englishmen. Everyone was worried that the cotton embargo would destroy Britain's financial might, but it turned out there was a huge cotton glut in 1860. There was too much cotton in England in warehouses, and it was bringing down the price of finished goods. So the war did, what the war did was rescue Britain from a serious industrial slump. Hey, and that was about to take place. For the first 18 months of the war, British merchants just used up the cotton that they had stored. Then finally, when it got really scarce and more valuable, truly, truly scarce, midway through the war, there were other sources of cotton, including coming from India and Egypt. By then, Britain had become completely invested in the war because the war, because of the war, the economy, guns, cannons, rifles, bullets, uniforms, and steel plating of all kinds, engines, everything that a war needs, Britain was able to export to the north and to the south. In fact, Britain's economy grew during the Civil War. Just from a financial point of view, Britain was heavily invested. And then all the people from Britain came over here to fight in it, too, and keep it going as long as they could.
Yeah, you'll generally find that throughout history, that those who are supplying the war materials want the wars to just go on forever and ever and ever. Vietnam is a classic example. Bombing empty fields, taking ground, then retreating, then retaking, then retreating. It was all about grinding up munitions, using up material, and taxing the American people to buy more of it. And the war business can be very profitable, but it's not good for the nation as a whole.
Well, they sold us the slaves, and then now they're browbeating us still now over these slaves. And they came. This was all started because they were going to go down, and all of us killed each other. And at the slaves they sold us, they says, hey, you're a racist now. So anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along. It's at the Smithsonian. What part did Britain play in the Civil War? And it was like, hey, they're the king of it. No one even ever thinks about that one.
Well, they were a participant, but so were a lot of other countries, including Russia. And most of the European countries wanted the Confederacy to win because of Abraham Lincoln's use of a government-issued currency, which even back then, 150 years ago, was a threat to the private central banking scam. Anyway, Angel, we're going to let you go. We're coming up here on the top of the hour. Sorry?
See ya.
Okay. We're coming up here on the top of the hour, and I'm going to push the rest of the calls into hour number three. Interestingly enough, and again, this is a story coming out of Ynet News, Israel is set to become a major exporter of medical cannabis. It's big business here. And anyone care to bet that all of a sudden Attorney General Sessions backs off his anti-marijuana crusade? We'll be back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.